Hey, good morning. This is Thoughts from the Car with your third episode. It's Friday, TGIF, but not too much TGIF for me. As you know, you can't see, I'm stuck in my car waiting for a tow guy to come. So apparently my car does not work. It just, you know, I don't know if you can hear it, but yeah, it's fucked up. So waiting for the tow guy to come, but you know, I was going to start a podcast as I was heading to work, but doesn't look like I will be heading to work anytime soon because I'll be running late. So, but while I'm sitting here waiting for the tow guy, I could, you know, start this podcast, you know, well, what I was gonna say, you know, prior to this piece of shit car. So I was on Facebook the other day and I decided to do a joke, and I don't know, I kind of think that it went left instead of straight. And well, let me just tell you what happened. Basically, there was a picture with it was a sonogram with twins in it, and I decided to make a joke about it, saying that me and my fiance was giving birth April 1st, and to congratulate us. But if you press continue reading, it'll tell you that it's a joke. So basically, now I got people sending me congratulation texts, and I got a coworker messaging me, asking me, is this true, and everything like that. And yeah, and basically, yeah, people think that I'm having twins. No, we're not having twins. We're far from having any kids. We have kids of our own. And no, that was not in the future. It's not going to be in the future. And I kind of feel bad about it because now I got my fiance's family congratulating her. And we were talking about not just here in New York, but from all the way from Puerto Rico. So she's kind of not liking the joke a little bit. So it's like, oh boy. Yeah. Good joke going bad. Yeah. And still people, and you got people on there, though. That's the funny thing. You got people on there that's telling other people, read the rest of the note. Now you would think that if I had maybe you could say like 95 to 97% of my friends on Facebook are adults. The rest are either my little cousins or my kids. And for the majority part, they're all like in their 30s or 40s, my friends. So you would think they will, you know, not to put anybody down, but have a little sense and just scroll and check to make sure, to see if it was a joke, and people don't, you know, people still congratulating us, and this is day two of the joke, and it's gone bad. I contemplate on deleting it, but I feel like deleting it will stir up more issues. So I'd rather just leave it up there and let people work it out. No, I'm sure my fiance is not too upset about it because she has a very good sense of humor about it. But she herself was thrown off by it. And, you know, so, well, you know, I'll be in the same boat if that happened, you know. So I would be acting the same way if I was in the same boat. Yeah, so This podcast is a bit dry today, cause just not in the mood for anything. Cause this car is really aggravating me, and I have to wait for this tow truck to come and try and get this fixed on a Friday payday, of course. So I know some of my pay is going to. Yeah, so yeah, time for brother man to get a new car. But let's see what happens. But just wanted to share that with you peoples. But you know, just to let you know, if y'all still want to text, let me know. Text, ask any questions you want. I ask and answer any questions you like about anything, life, sports, whatever. Whatever y'all want, I can answer. Text me 646-234-4642. So, other than that, I'm probably going to cut this podcast short. Because there's, you know, I'm just so much in a funk right now. But I'm trying to keep my head up. Because, you know, it's not the worst thing that could happen, right? You know, there's bigger things in life, but you know, I do have to get to work, and it's kind of far, but you know, it can make a person be discouraged, but I'm gonna be all right. So, other than that, farewell to you all. I shall see you next podcast, hopefully, in better spirits, and I'm out. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.